Yeah.
You know, ready to go. I got some good sleep on the plane, so it should be a fun day on Sunday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I really want to say thank you so much, and congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, my bro. Appreciate my bro. Take care, babe.
How worth the accommodation? I mean, when you're talking about trying to sleep on the plane and just try to make it as much of a
long as you can. But to be honest, man, I slept really good on the plane. But probably most of the flight. Only time I woke up was to use the bathroom. So I was fortunate. I know some others got less sleep than me. So I feel pretty good right now. I know, you know, it's tough when you're talking about, you know, we're 6 hours ahead here. But, you know, we'll adjust these next few days and go out there and play some ball on Sunday.
What do you think when you kind of saw this castle here and practicing right next to it?
Well, I didn't know what to expect as far as the weather, and then I didn't know where we were going to be practicing. But I think this stuff's kind of cool. I mean, when, you know, not a lot of guys have seen this kind of architecture. This is my second time being here in London, so I love it. It shows you a little bit of different culture.
Did you get a chance, probably not yet here today, but the first time here, did you get a chance to go around and do some sightseeing?
I did. Buckingham Palace, Big Ben, Saudi London Eye. So again, I love to travel when I can, and London is a great place to visit for sure.
What's the key to kind of just making this work?
I think just knowing that, look, you know, we still have a game to play, and that's what we're here for. So knowing the importance of the trip and knowing we're here to play a game and we're here to win.
Strangest atmosphere you've seen at this castle?
No, actually it's not. I grew up in upstate, and it's a pretty, you know, kind of countryside kind of area where I played football at, upstate in Onondaga. So we actually practiced right next to a farm ourselves in high school. So bring back some old memories.
So if the ball went over the barbed wire fence, you went and get it?
I wouldn't be afraid. Not at all. Not at all.
How to get focused after a long flight?
Again, I got a lot of sleep, so it wasn't hard to kind of, you know, adjust and get back out here. I was a little tired when I got off the plane, but I think we're doing a good job of everybody locking in and knowing what we're here for.
You're going against a team that there's no win on the season. How to face that?
You can't overlook any team in the NFL regardless of your record. And we know we're going to get their best, just like we do any team any other week. So just don't overlook them, and, you know, play the way we know how to play. The Vikings.